Pat Johnston, you were alerted to, a partial lunar eclipse going on this morning?
Is that the case that's going on? Yes, I think so. Terry Henney gave me a call here this morning and said, hey, check out the western sky, because the moon is has a little bit of a red tint to it because of the lunar eclipse that's taking place. And I had forgotten. I heard about it on Sunday night that there was going to be one happening early Tuesday morning. So I was glad that Terry called me, and I think I was able to get... I got a picture. I can't say it's award-winning.
I have posted the picture online in case you want to check it out.
You see a little red dot in the sky.
Denise, if you'd like to come out of the new studio and into the control room for a better...
I really can't see much other than clouds.
Yes. Here, let me use my pointer.
Sure.
Right there.
It's almost like doing a like an eye exam in a way, where you have to find that little red dot.
If you can find the red dot, then you've got 20/20 vision.
Right.
Find the red dot on that, you got Superman vision.
I just took it right there on Tittabawassee, right off Tittabawassee Road. So it's there.
Well, hopefully, listeners had a chance to see it themselves.
Yeah.
And if somebody has a better picture. No disrespect to the one that you attempted, Pat Johnston, but I get it. I got the same thing with my phone. It's like, right. I don't have any kind of fanciness, so it is what it is.
You need a telephoto.
Something like that. Yeah.
Like a 10X or something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can always send me a picture, charlie@wsrw.com, and we'll take care of it there. But it was, the last couple of nights has been, wow, with the generally clear sky. I know we had little clouds moving in the picture that you're taking, but generally clear sky.
Beautiful.
If you had been looking out at night,
yeah,
you'd have been noticing. It's like, wow, it's really bright outside. What's going on? Yep, that full moon that
right.
blasts down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of course, something else I discovered too, traveling late yesterday afternoon, because of the time change, that sun's now a little more settled into the skyline. And
yes.
If you're traveling west,
sure.
Whew,
gets in the eyes a bit.
Boy, oh boy, make sure you have the sunglasses and the visor handy, because man. It's blinding. It can be dangerous.
I noticed that yesterday, just at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was realizing.
Even at that point.
Yeah, at that point. I think
and it just seems to set so early.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's noticeable already.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Five.
And again, I was glad CBS Sunday Morning on TV, they brought this up. Charlie, you've been talking about it, how the Senate, in a bipartisan fashion, passed a bill saying to keep daylight saving time, right?
Yeah, unanimously.
Right. Yet many experts say that we should stay on, if we're going to do this, stay on standard time.
Yeah.
On daylight time or standard time?
Standard.
Well, that's the question.
Oh, okay.
That's what a lot of
us. Well, and I had heard something Sunday, too, about staying on standard time because there's too much time when the kids would be in the dark in the morning.
Right.
If they stayed on daylight time.
You're hearing arguments on both sides.
Yes.
Yeah.
That the legislation that was passed by the Senate was to keep it on the daylight, which we just came off of.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know if that's what the holdup in the House is, but it sits.
Yeah.
It sits.
It sits.
I'm finally, my body is back to normal for the next 4 months. So enjoy this, guys, because you'll get some kind of normalcy for me, and then I'm just off again, I'm never right again.
I kind of like the off Pat Johnston myself.